On the Map, WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the Map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, tonight we're going to explore the Wisconsin Supper Club with Ron Faiola, author of many books, including Wisconsin Supper Clubs, An Old-Fashioned Experience, Another Round, The Supper Club Story, An Illustrated History with Relish, and his more recent book, Wisconsin Supper Clubs, The Second Edition. The journey begins with the world's very first supper clubs, which emerged in London in the mid-1800s and soon spread to suburban and rural areas. Across the United States, supper clubs enhanced culinary and dining traditions and greatly influenced the evolution of live entertainment, such as cabaret, comedy, and jazz, with dance crazes such as the Charleston, the Turkey Trot, and the eyebrow-raising Wiggle Wiggle. Old fashions, Friday night fish fries, Saturday prime rib, it's all Wisconsin to me. And through their innovation and determination, supper club owners and their staff have managed not only to survive, but to maintain generation-spanning restaurants that remain prominent features of their communities to this day. And to talk about it all is author Ron Faiola. Good evening to you, Ron.
Hey, Dave. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So, you know, getting back to, like, the beginnings of the supper club, I know they say maybe supper clubs were born maybe in London, England in the late 19th century, but by the 50s and 60s, it was a phenomenon here in the Midwest, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the heyday of the supper club. Pretty much all the places you went to for dinner had supper club on their shingle all across the United States.
Well, and not only that, but, you know, there was a guy, you know, they're mostly concentrated, right, in upper Midwestern states of Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Illinois, and Iowa. But the very first one in the U.S. was established in Beverly Hills, but by a Wisconsin guy, and that was Lawrence Frank, right?
Lawrence Frank was from Milwaukee. He did move to L.A., but he did not open the first supper club. What he did do was he opened Lowry's, the prime rib, in 1938. Like you said, the first supper clubs were started in London, and they kind of made their way to New York City in the 1890s. And what I consider the first supper club in the United States opened in 1895 in New York, and it was just called the Supper Club. Unfortunately, they were only open for a couple months because they were a bunch of rich kids, and they made so much noise all night.
Wow.
They got shut down, so.
Got it. What does an establishment have to call themselves a supper club, Ron?
Well, you know, I always say a Wisconsin supper club because it's real different now. If you go around the United States, there's pop-up supper clubs in the South, or there's monthly supper clubs where you go to somebody's house, and you have to be a member, and so there's all different types of descriptions of supper clubs now. So when you say Wisconsin supper club, that's the Midwestern American cuisine. You have drinks at the bar and then are seated, and you'll have steaks, chops, seafood. Sometimes a relish tray. They don't do it as much as they used to because people weren't eating relish trays or the vegetables. And so it was kind of waste of food. And now the trend is they're starting to charge you $15, $20 for a relish tray. So if you get a free one, make sure you eat it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I was going to say the Duck Inn in Delavan, I think theirs is $1 or $2 or $3. I mean, it's really, they're charging pretty much to set it on the plate for you. But, you know, when you get it, you're absolutely right. Eat. I remember those back in the day, too, even in the 70s and 80s with my folks going out to dinner. And it was just starting to go out. But there was always pickled fish in there and maybe some chopped liver. But it was always, you know, your traditional vegetables and some ranch, right?
Sure. Just something healthy to eat while you're trying to pick out the largest steak you can handle.
That's right. That's right. What piqued your interest in all this, Ron? Like, how did this all start for you?
I've been going to supper clubs all my life, and I did a fish fry movie in 2009 when the economy had collapsed the year before and all my corporate work disappeared. So I went around and visited some fish fries during Lent, and that became popular. And then I was looking for a supper club fish fry to put in the movie and realized supper clubs are a whole nother topic that hadn't been covered before. So I just went right out and went around the state and did 14 supper clubs. And not only did it appear on PBS in Milwaukee, but it was licensed nationwide. So it was actually being shown all across the country. And I was getting emails from all over of people that either used to live here or visit Wisconsin and say, oh, we love supper clubs.
All right, more with author Ron Faola and the Wisconsin Supper Club after a look at your traffic.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, we are talking to Ron Faola. WisconsinSupperClubs.com is his website where you can explore some more about the over 250 supper clubs in the Badger State. So, you know, you mentioned it all started, Ron, with this 2011 documentary, Wisconsin Supper Clubs. The film was a big hit, PBS, as you say, and in the response to the film was a book on the same name, then a second one and a third one. How long did it take you, Ron, to put together a list of what you consider legitimate supper clubs to feature in both the documentary and all the books?
Yeah, for the documentary, it was a little more difficult because back then not too many supper clubs had internet presence so much, either a website or a Facebook page or something. And but I did compile a list, and my criteria then was only to visit supper clubs just serving supper. If they were doing lunch, it was okay, but I didn't feature them. And so I kept that list going, and it helped because then when I did the book, I went from 14 to we put 50 in the first book and then 50 in the second. So I had a much larger list and a lot more places to choose from.
Now, have you visited every place that you put in the book so far? In the books?
Oh, yeah.
You have? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And even more. So there's some that didn't make it, and some that I visited, and then they had a fire and closed or, you know, something like that. So I've been to probably 150, 170 supper clubs.
Wow. Okay. Well, that makes me feel really, I did, but in the last 12 years, a friend of mine and I have explored mostly the mid and southern parts of Wisconsin of supper clubs, and I've probably been only to 25 or 30, but
that's
pretty good, right?
Yeah,
it's like pretty good. What are some of the first ones in your memory or early on that you visited, maybe even visited as a kid that you remember that are still around today?
Couple are gone. We lived in Greendale, and actually I live here still in a suburb of Milwaukee, and there was Clifford's Supper Club in Hales Corners, which is still going, Ray Bustler's, and the Rafters. And the Rafters was, my dad loved going there because he knew that the legend was that Frank Sinatra was friends with the family, and he would hang out there, and my dad was always hoping to run into
Sinatra. That's awesome. Right? Uh-huh.
We'd dress up and go there, you know?
Okay, yeah, that was a thing, too. Like, I mean, it was all about the family celebrations, getting dressed up, having your first kiddie cocktail. I mean, it was kind of a rite of passage, obviously, as an adult, to take the family there, but for the kids, too. Like, my kids love doing the supper club scene because they've done it with me.
Yeah, and you know, we behaved better because we were dressed up and we were being like little adults, you know?
Yeah, very, very true. Do you have a list of the top three or five supper clubs which you believe really, truly define the genre? Like if you were to say, somebody came to you and said, I need five places in Wisconsin, I don't care where in Wisconsin I go, what would be those five places and what makes each of them special to you?
Well, I think the top of the list, you got to go to Ashnalla.
Yeah,
in the cells because it's quite an experience. You're overlooking a mirror lake, which is a no wake lake, and the building is incredible. They have four bars. There's an appetizer kitchen, and there's always a wait for a table. But with the bars and the appetizer kitchen, you can still get food and drinks. And it's actually fun to kind of bar hop at Ashnalla.
Right. Yeah, right.
And there's a beach bar too.
Yeah,
and that's definitely a a must-visit place. As far as other, like the Hobnob, I was just there last night in Racine. And, you know, you're overlooking Lake Michigan. There's a beautiful mid-century dining room. You know, the building's from 1954. And delicious food and great cocktails and a wonderful lake view.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I would say, go up north maybe. Let's pick a... You know what? Repke's in Chilton is a really nice family-run supper club with some German specialties.
Okay, okay.
That people really enjoy. And a big salad bar. And they get rave reviews for that. And to me, the salad bar is the new relish tray because people are seeking out salad bars more than the relish trays because they there's a lot more to pick from a salad bar.
Sure, absolutely. The old fashioned, the Friday night fish fries and the relish trays, as you said before, I think that really says supper club to me. And, you know, you also break out on the website, WisconsinSupperClubs.com, by five different regions. You do the Northwest, the North Central, Northeast, Southwest, and Southeast. Where would you say the most heavily concentrated supper clubs on these maps are located?
Actually, I just did this the other day. I was updating the site, and the Northeast has 82, and the North Central has 68. So if you combine those two, they're right next to each other. That's a lot of supper clubs to pick from.
Yeah.
But the other ones are like about 50 each, so... there's a lot. I was up to 293 the last time. And some of the places in there are supper club-ish, but I still list them because people like to go, and they still have the old fashions and the steaks and prime rib and fish fry and so on. So,
if you haven't been there yet, I have to tell you about this one, Ron. There's a Village Supper Club that used to be open in Delavan. It's been closed for a few years, and they tore it down, spent $11 million on this place. Gorgeous views, very vintage, retro looking inside in Delavan. Have you seen it yet?
I've been there. They invited me to their soft open. And
smart, so by the way. Smart. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was nice. I went with Chico Pope, who used to own the Buckhorn Supper Club in Milton, and a couple from Zion, Illinois that are big supper club fans, and we had a good time there. And the architecture is beautiful.
I have a texter that's asking a 312 here. We're hoping that Donnie's Glidden Lodge outside of Sturgeon Bay is on the list. Do you know that one?
Oh, yeah, and they're in my latest book. And Donnie Zellner still comes in on Mondays to cut steaks. A lot of supper clubs cut their own steaks.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Yeah. They absolutely do. Tell me about the Red Circle Inn. It's in Nashotah. Yeah, and it says it's one of the oldest, 1848.
Yeah, and there's also the Wilmot Stage Stop that claims to be 1848 as well. So they can duke it out. But yeah, Red Circle Inn. They just did a big renovation there, and they're pushing more of the same, you know, identifying more as a supper club than they used to with the new owners.
Lisa mentioned to me, and actually Lou Manfredini this morning mentioned to me, the Butterfly Club. You know, I always look at, coming from Chicago, I don't mind doing a quick night trip and going to a supper club and then coming home, but they both love this Butterfly Club. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Mike and Hector Sala do a great job there, and they have, the family works there, and I've been there so many times. Great food, great drinks, but they also have live music that you can dance to. They have a dance floor and on Friday and Saturday, so that's pretty rare. I mean, supper clubs in the 50s and 60s, that was more of part of the supper club experience, was entertainment and dancing.
Sure, absolutely. By the way, you mentioned the Hobnob. I've been there a few times, and I usually go in the evening during the winter time. So I've never seen the views. And I went there for the first time this summer at about 5:30, 6 o'clock, just on the way home from an event. And I looked outside. I'm like, huh, there's a lake here. And it's Lake Michigan. Absolutely beautiful. Well, you know, right. Go ahead, sir.
No, I was disagreeing with you. It is beautiful, and there were a couple sailboats out yesterday. So
beautiful. WisconsinSupperClubs.com has Ron's books, documentaries, and so much more. And if you really want to do a tour of the state and start looking for places, he's got it all there to explore. Ron, thank you so much for joining us. You are the man when it comes to supper clubs, and hopefully we'll run into you at one of them soon.
Yeah, come on up. We'll go to a really great supper club together.
Thank you, Ron. All right, our supper club adventure on the map continues with seven classic spots tonight that you don't want to miss. The Dell Bar, and that's in the Wisconsin Dells. The Village Supper Club in Delavan. Ishnala on Mirror Lake. The Butterfly Supper Club in Beloit. The Hobnob in Racine. The Duck Inn in Delavan. And Tom's Steakhouse in Melrose Park. All coming up after the news next. The year was 1943, and Jim and Alice Wimmer decided to take a big risk buying a small existing roadside restaurant known for its charbroiled steaks. Now, that restaurant, a converted cabin with just six tables squeezed in, stood as a lone sentry along a route between the Wisconsin Dells and Baraboo, thus the name. Business at the restaurant had fallen off as World War II broke, and when the original owners lost interest, the Wimmers saw opportunity. And 75 years later and three generations, the Dell Bar Supper Club is still famous for its exquisite taste and dedication to tradition. Amy Wimmer is at the helm now, and she joins us on the map. Amy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am great. I will tell you that I was just there a couple months ago and never had been there before, and it was a wonderful experience.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Absolutely. In fact, one of your bartenders, Andy, was a bartender at Mars Supper Club in Lake Como and greeted me when I walked in, so I did feel right at home, which is so nice when you walk into a place.
That's ironic. That's neat.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, 80 years in the making, and I was told that the new add-on you just put on in the building, it fits so well architecturally. It was like it was always there. It's beautiful.
Well, that was the goal. Thank you so much, as we wanted it to look like it had always been there and really fit in with the Frank Lloyd Wright architecture that we have. And all of our expansions over the years were heavily influenced by one of Frank Lloyd Wright's students, James Dresser.
Wow.
And no, he wasn't part of this one, unfortunately, because he passed on about 10 years ago. But we really worked hard with the, you know, architects to really bring that feel through the new entrance and bar area.
Yeah, you honored him. It looks absolutely, absolutely beautiful. So did you grow up in the business? I'm assuming as a kid you were working there?
Yes, I was. I was working here. I was always at the front of the house, front desk, and main hostess throughout high school and college. And then I moved away, actually, and mm-hmm. got into a different industry, got into the tech industry in Colorado. And then when my father and his wife were talking about selling the restaurant about 6 years ago, it really hit me, thinking, how could that go out of our family?
Right.
You know, considering that it had been 75 years, and the thought of it going to a different family and walking through the doors again when it's not in ours was enough to bring me back.
Great. That's great. And I love that. And a lot of Wisconsin supper clubs are family owned. And I love that it's been in your family for so long. We did the crab claw cocktail. We did a course in old fashioned. I had the pan fried walleye. Honestly, my experience there was as Wisconsin as it gets.
Oh, that's great. You got some of the great ones there. That's for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are some of the other menu highlights you're proud of?
You know, all of our steaks are prime grade, which is fairly unusual in a supper club. You know, some people compare us to Chicago steakhouses, that we're equally as good as far as like our steaks are concerned, being prime grade.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got some other fantastic traditional items, such as our pork schnitzel, our
yes.
chicken cordon bleu. Our shrimp Dijon is something that we've had on our menu for at least 50 years.
And the Friday night fish fry, of course, the prime rib on Saturdays, and the drinks, the ice cream drinks. You've got a fabulous bar as well.
Yes, definitely. We've got some great cocktails. We've got some highlighted old fashions that we do with J. Henry bourbon. You know, we've got the Wisconsinably brandy old fashioned. We've also got some really great martinis that we make. We did one for our 80th anniversary called the Jubilee, which is like a tart cherry juice, vodka, elderflower. It's excellent. We've sold lots of those since we released that last year.
Very, very cool. Your team has a legacy as well. I mean, there's folks that have been working for the family for 20, 30, almost 40 years.
Yes, it's incredible. We are so fortunate to have the staff that we do. We've got our head chef actually started here when he was 14 years old in the dish pit. Wow. And he loved the environment, and he decided to go to culinary school. And thankfully, we got him back after that. And he's really been here. He's 44 years old now, and he's been here for over 30 years. And if you look at our entire kitchen staff, we've got team members that have been here 10, 12, 20, 25 years. It's the tenure is outstanding, and we're grateful for that. We've got servers that, you know, put their entire career here for 30 years, and one that just retired, and we've got others that are at 20, 25, 30 years. You know, we're very, very fortunate for that.
Well, it's great, and it speaks a lot to you and your family as well to have a team there for that long, but it also, they're familiar faces to your guests and your customers.
Yeah.
And it also provides you with a lot of consistency in what you're presenting to your customers as well.
Absolutely. And that's the most important for us, is the consistency in our quality of food and service. And, you know, we really strive for that. We've got customers that come in and say, you know, we've been coming here for 50 years and we've never had a bad meal. And that is really something that we strive for, is to provide the best of the best when it comes to, you know, the quality of our produce from local farms and our steaks and our seafood and our fish. Everything's fresh and everything is homemade.
I love that. Well, I will tell you, the building is gorgeous. The service was fabulous. The food, the cocktails, top notch. Go experience the Del Bar in the Wisconsin Dells. And for more, visit del-bar.com. Thank you, Amy. And I look forward to meeting you up there soon.
Thank you, David. We'd love to meet you too.
All right. Coming up next is Delavan's Village Supper Club after a look at your traffic. The historic property had initially been the dining lodge of Halls Park Resort when it opened in 1882, and over the years it evolved into different restaurants and supper clubs as different owners took over and they expanded the building, and the rest is history. The Kaplans came every summer to enjoy life on the lake just a few doors down, and in 2021 the beloved property went on sale, and the rest is history as they bought it, and it's now a beautiful new retro supper club in Wisconsin. And to share that story is Alan Kaplan. Alan, welcome in. How are you?
Great, David. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I love this story, and I first read about the Supper Club in Forbes magazine, you know, and this legendary property was to become condos, and you and your wife said, nah, that's not going to happen, right?
That pretty much is the story. we had talked about the club for years, and we were worried that if it went on the market, that it would do exactly what the previous supper club did. It went condo, and when this came on, we decided, well, let's buy it and go from there, and we did.
You did. You put like $11 million into this place, and I'm going to tell you, you brought the architecture of this building, I mean, so much into the 21st century with such a classic retro vintage vibe with the most beautiful views on Lake Delavan.
Yes, they are. It's a great location, and I guess that location is part of the reason why the restaurant survives over 140 years.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you know, you're greeted with a beautiful outdoor fireplace that's very new. Very Frank Lloyd Wright, by the way. Cathedral ceilings, floor-to-ceiling windows. This is probably has been such a fun project for you both to create this timeless space, right?
It has. It's been very fulfilling. It took up a couple of years of both my wife and my time, and we put a lot into it, and we had a lot of help. We had a great architectural firm, a great contracting firm, and we were very fortunate to get introduced to Rob Johnson and Zach Miller, our general manager and chef, who have been outstanding guys and have really helped us make the club not just a beautiful place, but a really nice place to go eat and drink.
Absolutely. I was going to say the bar itself is magnificent. You've got this gold cage suspension overhead showcasing the brandy and whiskey offerings. The Brandy Alexander is, of course, the specialty drink for any good supper club. Old fashions made with brandy or whiskey, sweet or sour, critical to your success. And there's two chairs in the bar that come from a very special place that not a lot of people may know about, but they're from your house, right?
Yes, they are. There's a particular restaurant downtown Chicago at the corner of Michigan and Chicago Avenues that has a fireplace. And going there in wintertime and sitting in front of that fireplace is really a special time. And we tried to replicate that at the club.
I love that. Absolutely love that. You've got the traditional relish tray with homemade green goddess dressing. Let's talk about some of your menu offerings, because you've got a great menu there.
Well, I guess my favorite, it depends on which evening I'm going there. If I'm there on a Friday night, we have a fish fry with two offerings, bluegill or cod. They have different preparations, different flavors. They're both excellent. Saturday night, prime rib. It doesn't get any better than the prime rib at the Village Supper Club. It's really good. The rest of the evenings that we're open, I like the walleye. Mm. The walleye pike, it's our number one bestseller. We sell a lot of walleye pike, and the chef has got great recipes for all of the above. Almost every other night, I'm ordering cheese curds. Mm-hmm. Love those.
Yeah.
And for dessert, I usually gravitate to the ice cream, and we use a local Wisconsin ice cream. It's the Chocolate Shop Company, which is perhaps the best ice cream in the United States, commercial. And their number one flavor is what we carry. It's Zanzibar. Deep chocolate, really good. And then last but not least, David, which a lot of people that your listeners are all going to know if they're older, we finish the meal off with a tray of Andy's candies.
Yes, you do.
Which... Yeah, most people don't know are made in Delavan, Wisconsin.
They are. And, I just learned that when I talked to you about that. I did not. It was such a nice touch on the table and so old school. And you're like, hey, they're made here, right?
They sure are. And, you know, when I was a little boy, we used to go down to Chicago, visit my grandfather. And Andy's Candies had his own store. And then I've read about it. And apparently they had 150 stores at one time. Throughout Chicago, and they're all gone, but they're still making them, and they're great. I love them.
I love it. Absolutely love it. I've got so many texters texting in. And this is the one that I'm going to highlight that says, I've been to Village Supper Club 6 times so far this summer, best supper ever. And I've got a lot more like that on decked here, too. Talk about, you know, you've got this outdoor deck to the right of the indoor space. When you walk in, you have an outdoor bar. And honestly, that and then the patio in front of the windows. I mean, some of the most beautiful views of the lake.
Absolutely. Very nice. We got a great deck. We have a cover on it that is computerized, so when it rains, it'll close up, so you can be outside and not worry about getting wet. And the outdoor area has its own bar, and we've got great servers. So your listeners should all, you know, write that down and try to get up there. Best time to go is probably Wednesday, Thursday, or Sunday. Fridays and Saturdays are booked for quite a ways out.
They are. I was going to say reservations for weekends are definitely recommended. And by the way, you don't have to just drive there or walk over there. You can also dock your boat there. So if you live on Lake Delavan, you know, you can absolutely pull your boat up to the dock as well. And for more, you can visit VillageSupperClubDelavan.com for those reservations. Check out the menu and more. And by the way, you did mention your people. You have a great staff there that really pays attention. Lovely, pleasant. We had such a great experience there a couple times that we've been there already, Alan. And I love your story. You have a beautiful place. Congratulations to you, and we'll see you up there soon.
Thanks, David. We'll say hi next time again.
Will do. Will do. Thanks, Alan. All right, our two-hour On the Map Supper Club special continues with the Schnalla Supper Club on Mirror Lake, the Hobnob, the Butterfly Club, the Duck Inn, and Tom's Steakhouse. And if you have a supper club you love and want me to feature on our next supper club show, text us at 312-981-7200. All right, On the Map continues after the top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right, our two-hour Wisconsin Supper Club radio special On the Map tonight continues with the Schnalla Supper Club. A very familiar place and a very familiar voice tonight as we explore Mirror Lake, Lake Delton, Wisconsin, and Ishnala Supper Club. Bob Prosser is a longtime owner of Ishnala, and he joins us on the map. Bob, how are you? I'm sure you're gearing up for another busy Friday.
Oh, we're thick in it right now. We are just rocking the house. We're selling all kinds of old fashions. It's going out like crazy. You kidding me? We are on the map here at Ishnala Supper Club.
And you do what you do with every customer like you did with me. You sat down with my friends for a couple hours before I got seated. No, you don't do that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you bet. I sit down, don't do anything. Just walk around and say hi to people. No, I actually have such a great staff that does such a fantastic job with intense training, and we just really want to give the best service possible. So we're so excited for this year, and we're starting out really strong.
But you have set the standard for years there. I see it in the operation in the kitchen that I got to see on the floor. You are everywhere. And if I looked my left and my right within a few minutes, you're in every part of the restaurant. You're coming out of the kitchen. I mean, that's why things are so good at Ishnala.
Well, thank you. I tell you what, it's a passion of mine. I absolutely love what I do. I'm very fortunate that I have some talent in the restaurant industry, and it's worked out well for me. But it's the key. The key is the staff. You know, we have such a fantastic staff that all want to do a great job. So excited to be here every day that we just want to make everybody's experience memorable. We want you to have a great time. Come in, unplug, have a few old fashions, and have one of our top-rated fillets. That's the number one seller, or prime rib, or the ribeye. Those are the top three. Of course, we have lobster and shrimp and duck and scallops and ribs. I mean, we've got the whole fare. But we take great pride in our service and food and work real hard at it every day. We also expanded our deck for our Tomahawk Bar outside the bar this year.
Okay.
Just 2 weeks ago, so we got a little more seating out on the outside area, and very excited about that. That's where the entertainer plays. He's playing right now. John Connor plays a lot of country and different things that people request. So, and then we were named one of the best in the Midwest Living magazine, which was pretty darn cool.
No question.
It just came out. So, and they have like 3 million subscribers. So that's new customers for us, I hope. So,
but Ishnala in general just has a lot of history. And I mean, that's why the beauty of this place. I mean, you sit anywhere in that restaurant, you're outside in the bars, and you're looking at beautiful Mirror Lake. So whether you're having a cocktail, just walking around with friends, exploring the gift shop, or having an appetizer at the bar, or having dinner with the family, I mean, the views are amazing.
They are, and it's fantastic. It's a no-wake lake, so it's always calm. I'm seeing two kayakers go right by right now on Mirror Lake, and it's so cool. Sometimes you'll see a whole flotilla of kayaks, canoes, pontoon boats, and that's mainly what's on this lake because of the no wake. But it is. It's peaceful. There's pines all over the place. Just come up here, relax. Don't be in a hurry. You know, sit back and enjoy the beauty of Wisconsin, the beauty of the Dells, the beauty of Mirror Lake. It's fantastic.
The old fashions that you were talking about that you sell so many of, you know, that's all from the Wilhelmsheim Winery. I mean, you have custom-made bourbon and so forth all over the restaurant for everything.
Yeah. So our brandy is from Central Standard out of Milwaukee. Our bourbon is from Wilhelmsheim. And then our red blend wine, Cabernet and Syrah, is from Wilhelmsheim. And our white wine, a blend of Pinot Grigio and Sauvignon Blanc, is also from Wilhelmsheim. Great partnership with the folks at Wilhelmsheim. They do such a fantastic job. Of course, we have Capital Brewery Supper Club. We have Leinenkugel's. They're seasonal. So we try and get some local flair. New Glarus Spotted Cow, of course, that you can only get in Wisconsin. And we've got some new spirit-free elixirs this year. We have a new fashion, which is an old-fashioned without the booze. A Mirror Lake Spritzer, which is watermelon, fresh lime juice, and an orange cream fizz, cream of coconut, orange juice. So we've got some nice spirit-free elixirs that people can enjoy that don't want to drink the booze.
But I'm also going to think appetizers, because I'm going to tell you, the prawns that you have are like as big as my fist. They're like having a lobster tail.
Oh, they're fantastic. I love our prawns. I like them better than lobster, to be honest with you. And we've got a nice shrimp cocktail, a nice sunset shrimp cocktail, which is corkscrew shrimp with a chili glaze, orange ginger slaw. We've added walleye bites this year, which have been a huge hit on our appetizer menu. Of course, shrimp ishnala, which is those big shrimp coated in garlic and parsley and pecorino romano cheese. And our number one is our prime spear, the thinly sliced prime rib wrapped around four cheeses and asparagus spear. Delicious. So we have great hearty appetizers. And, you know, sometimes a lot of people will come in and just get appetizers and drinks if they don't want to wait a couple hours for dinner. That's okay with us, too, as long as they come and get the ishnala experience.
But it is the ishnala experience. So I love just coming in there. I give my I give my name at the front. I go to one of the bars that can also have an appetizer and enjoy that a little bit, walk around a little bit, and before you know it, the table is ready to go. But I have to say, there's so many choices you have, but you have some really cool combination platters too.
Oh, our filet and fried shrimp and prime and fried shrimp are our top sellers for the combos. You can get the filet with the prawns. You can get the filet with lobster. You can get the filet with fried shrimp. And then we have a dinner for two, which is a 24-ounce ribeye in twin lobster tails, or a 24-ounce ribeye and 10 fried shrimp, or a 24-ounce ribeye with the 8 big butterfly prawns. So we have a many combinations. And, you know, and if you don't see one, ask. I mean, I'll do any combination you want. If you want to play with some scallops, you want to play with a few shrimp, doesn't matter. We'll do whatever you want.
I love it. And if you're not having steak or some seafood, there are other options as well. Ribs, your roast Wisconsin duck, and, you know, you are doing pure beef tallow for cooking. So, I mean, there's a ton of choices there.
Yeah, all of our fried food and sauteed, other than the ones that are in butter, are in the beef tallow, which really is healthier, and the flavor is much better. It's an incredible flavor profile. We have chicken Oscar, obviously, and chicken cordon bleu if you want some chicken dishes. So there are so many different options. Our number four or five is duck. I mean, that's very popular in the ribs. So yeah, there's something for everybody. But it's a simple menu: steak, seafood, prime rib, and ducks and ribs. We don't expand the menu much. It's been the same forever because we like to do what we do well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We talked a little bit about the views, but when you're walking around, you have a great gift shop there, and you can take a little ishnala supper club home with you.
Everything in the gift shop has ishnala's logo on it. Everything. And, you know, if you want to take old-fashioned glasses, or if you want to take home a bottle of brandy, ishnala brandy, or an ishnala bourbon, with the mix, the old-fashioned mix.
Oh, I got it.
In the bottle.
Oh, I've got it. I stocked up.
Yeah, there you go. So you can get glasses, you can get shirts, hoodies, T-shirts. You know, we got it all in that little gift shop.
And, you know, there's also some great places to stay while folks make ishnala their destination. There's plenty of Airbnbs. There's a Delton Grand Resort and Spa. There's beach resorts, the Great Wolf Lodge. There's plenty of places to make it a weekend or an overnight trip.
Well, there's some that if you don't want to be, if you're coming up without kids, you know, stay at the Staybridge or the Wisconsin Hotel close by, right down the road, or Kalahari Wilderness if you, you know, get brought your kids and you want to do the water park. So, yeah, there are plenty of places to stay. Some great B&Bs in Baraboo and the Dells. Absolutely.
And the big thing up there for me that I learned right off the top was it's an opportunity to keep your phone in the car and unplug and talk to each other and enjoy the nature around you. So, you know, we can talk about the food, the cocktails, and everything else, but it's really a place where you really, truly need to escape.
Absolutely. Correct. Leave your phone in the car. Don't even bring it in. Don't even look at it. You know, when you see people sitting together and they're both on their phone, you know, put them away. Talk to each other. Enjoy the beauty. You know, just for a couple of hours, just relax. It's going to lower your stress level.
Yeah. It's now a supper club on Mirror Lake. Leave your phone in the car and plug. Talk to each other. Enjoy the nature around you. For more information, visit ishnala.com. Thank you, Bob, and I definitely will see you up there this summer.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Have a great day, and thank you, everybody, for coming to Ishnala. We appreciate it.
All right, the Butterfly Club in Beloit coming up next.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, for over 100 years, the Butterfly Club in Beloit has been a family staple. Now, how do I know about it? Well, it's a favorite and recommendation of both Lisa Den, who used to go there as a kid, and Lou Manfredini, so it must be good. It's the in the summer of 1924, Hal and Mae Sherburn purchased 5 acres from Ernie Chant and started building the Butterfly Tea Room, named for the many yellow and white butterflies in the nearby field of the town of Turtle. And the rest is history. Ania Sala is the up-and-coming next generation of the family supper club, and he joins us on the map. Hello, how are you? Welcome in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave. How are you?
I am great. You know, I just mentioned that that you were coming on to Lisa just as we were coming out of her show, and she just has so many fond memories as a kid and as an adult being there. This is really a special place, isn't it?
For sure, very. I mean, you've got 100 years worth of memories now, so... For sure.
You absolutely do. So there is a lot of history here and many dedicated owners over the years that made the Butterfly Club what it is today. Tell us about some of that family history and how the place grew over the years.
Yeah, for sure. So with it being 100 years old, it's now been through 5 owners, most recently with the Sala family taking over in 99. I would say 5 owners, you're looking at pretty much quarter decade apiece. Everyone's done well here. The Butterfly holds a really special place, not only just in the supper club community, but with us being close to the town of Clinton and city of Beloit, it's played a special role over here.
Yeah.
Going back into it a little bit, the Butterfly Club, believe it or not, has actually been through 2 fires in the past as well.
Wow.
And in 72, with it being the most recent one, took 11 months to rebuild, so they moved pretty quick. Another thing about it is that it's actually expanded, so going from 2 dining rooms to 2 dining rooms and a bar that now seats close to 100-150 people, and with the latest addition, which was the tulip deck, which the Cambonis built in 77, was seats another 40-50. So over the span of years, it's grown quite a bit.
It has, and I said, your family's been at the helm for just over 25 years, and your mom said to me on the phone, yeah, we're going to have him do this interview because he's the next guy taking this place over. How does that feel?
Good. We were raised in the industry, so it's always something that we were good at, I guess. But growing old, we got to see the bright side of it more, especially as we got older.
Very, very cool. Now, talk to me about the restaurant itself, like the physical place. Like, your bar has such a vintage, cool feel to it, and it's quite huge, and there's entertainment all every weekend, right?
Yep, every Friday and Saturday. What's super cool about our bar area is the ambiance is very old school, the nostalgia is old school, and with our entertainment, which is Mike Williamson, he's Rat Pack 60s, 70s, 80s. He does a great job.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Now, talk to us about the menu. I know it's all about the prime rib and the fish fry, but you've got a really big menu there.
So, let's see. Going back into it, fish fry, prime rib, chicken during the week are very, very popular. When we dive deeper into the menu, now you start to look at things like prime rib, Honduran shrimp, New York salmon, broiled cod, all things that we've had for a long time. I personally, my personal favorite, I'd say, is our New York and our Honduran shrimp.
Oh, New York. Yeah, tell us about that.
Get it at.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for the price that you get it at and for what you get, it's the best piece of meat. And our Honduran shrimp are like prawns. I always say they look like a double-sided baby lobster. They're phenomenal, all of them.
Wow, very, very cool. And I know you have specials during the week, too. So, obviously, today's Friday. You would expect the fish fry, of course. And then you have a surf and turf. Saturday, your chef has a chef's choice. There's prime rib, of course. Sunday's roast turkey, beef liver, and 8 ounces of that as well. And then you're closed on Monday. Tuesday's pan-fried chicken, prime rib. Wednesday's the fish fry again with some broiled cod. Thursday's pan-fried chicken, prime rib. There's something for everybody there, right?
Everything from A to Z.
Very cool. The specialty drinks, you know, always think about the old fashioned and so forth when you think about the supper clubs, but you have, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 different ice cream drinks. Let's talk a little bit about those because that's a big highlight for you guys.
Our ice cream drinks, we have something for everyone. So you've got your famous grasshoppers and your Brandy Alexanders. So you've got a little bit of mint there, a little bit of chocolate. And then if you're looking for something different like pink squirrels, that's more of an almondy taste. Golden Butterfly, more like a dreamsicle. Golden Cadillac has more of like a licorice flavor to it. But we've got something for everyone when it comes to that as well.
Yeah, the Golden Cadillac, I think, would probably mix that. The licorice is the Galliano, which my dad always used to use in drinks, right? It was Galliano.
Yeah.
Andy's Candies, so you've got the Andy's Mints, the white chocolate Godiva and the chocolate syrup. Smith and Kearns, never heard of that one. Kahlua Cream and Seltzer. White Russian, of course, Irish Coffee, Kahlua on the Rocks, and the Chocolate Russian, which is Godiva Vodka and Kahlua as well. So that sounds like absolutely it's a lot of fun. Now, talk to me about the people that work for your family, because I'm sure there are folks there that have been at the Butterfly Club for a long time, and that's really important to a family business, isn't it?
For sure. Especially with us, it's helped us grow. This place has been built off of family, especially in the last quarter decade. We value our employees more than anyone would know. That is, I would say, the key to our success. We've had girls that have been here for 25 plus years, since even before our families had it. Actually, believe it or not, we've had a lady here that still works that's seen this place burn down before.
Wow.
So, okay. Yeah. I'd say everyone here we treat like family. They treat us like family, and they do a phenomenal job. I truly do believe that we have the best help in the world.
Very cool. And it's about an hour and a half from Chicago and about 35 minutes from Lake Geneva, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And you take reservations?
So every day besides for Fridays, and on Fridays, anything for six or more, we will take. Anything less than that is a walk-in just because of our fish fry.
All right. Very good. All right. So have they given you like 10%, 15% on paper yet? Because I would look for that right now.
Yeah.
I know she's listening.
I've got to use this against them now, my friend.
Well, now it's documented on WGN Radio. You are all set. All right. So for more on the Butterfly Club up in Beloit, visit butterflyclub.us. We're talking supper clubs on an extended On the Map, the Hobnob, the Duck Inn, and Tom's Steakhouse, all coming up after the news next.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
Right now, about an hour to the east in Racine, Wisconsin, is the Hobnob. Established in 1954, the Hobnob is the epitome of the classic Wisconsin supper club. Sean Scribd is the COO of the Hobnob and joins us on the map. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am great. Glad you are sharing your story with us. You know, the Hobnob has been around for 71 years, and this is truly a classic on Lake Michigan in Wisconsin. Let's first talk about the menu and the highlights.
So some of the highlights, you know, all of our meats are choice or prime. meats. They are all locally sourced. All of our seafood is locally sourced. And right now we have a lot of on-premise wine that you can only get on-premise that's not found at all off-premise. Right now, 80% of our wines are actually on-premise wines and not off-premise.
And then you've got a wonderful seafood selection as well.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We do have a new seasonal menu right now, and we do have gullet shrimp prongs on there also. That's a very unique, locally sourced item that has been a really good seller for us and is a great quality.
And you've got other specialties of the house, too. Chicken Oscar, duck, Wiener Schnitzel, baby back ribs, lamb shank, cannelloni. You've got some classics on this list as well. And, of course, you can't go to the Hobnob without having a great cocktail.
Yeah, we do have some very special cocktails right now on our seasonal. We have the electric lemonade and the strawberry delight, which have been two really big sellers for us. We also have a jalapeno margarita that has been a very huge seller for us this summer.
You know what's funny is the ice cream drinks, which are kind of a classic at the Supper Club. The Brandy Alexander, Brandy Ice, are in the Grasshopper are all classics. But you guys also have some other ones as well. There's a chocolate Grasshopper, banana Banshee, a pink squirrel, which is also very retro and very vintage.
Yes, yeah, we actually sell quite a bit of the pink squirrels.
Very, very cool. You know, you have a beautiful bar overlooking Lake Michigan, and I think, you know, you really don't know. Like, I've gone there at night in the wintertime and forget the lake is right there, but, you know, you have some of the most truly fabulous views, and those are the big star of the show, really.
Yes, most definitely. And then you can also sit out on the patio and see that view even better and enjoy some cocktails.
Very cool. Visit thehobnob.com for hours, menus, reservations, and more. Sean, thank you, and we'll be back up there to see you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, and just a little bit west is the Duck Inn. It's been around for almost 100 years in Delavan, Wisconsin, and the proprietor, Jeff Karbosch, joins us on the map to share the storied history of one of Southern Wisconsin's most famous throwbacks in time. Jeff, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Dave?
I am great. You know it's one of my favorites up there, especially in the summertime. Talk to folks a little bit about the history of the Duck Inn.
Oh, the Duck Inn goes way back. A family called the Bloomquist purchased the property back in the 20s, and they were Swedish. And by Lake Lorraine was a Swedish summer retreat for a lot of people. And they opened it up with just a little bar, dining hall, and they had little one-room cottages out here, three or four of them. And then as Prohibition hit, they moved on, and it was a couple other owners, Dingler, Carlson, Niles, Freddie Adams, Jorgelis, and then I purchased the place in 1994.
I know, 30 years. It's your 30th anniversary this year, you and your wife for that. That's great. Yeah. That's great. Now, you know, when you did buy it, you said it sat in the 80s. You said it kind of sat unused until you bought it. It was a money pit. You'd really try to figure things out. But it is absolutely a gem on the corner of County A, Highway 89 in the township of Richmond, city of Delavan. And, you know, I mean, your weekends, you are packed. And the food, I will tell you, you never know what you're going to get when you go to a supper club. I mean, this is the best of some of the steakhouses here in Chicago.
Well, thank you. Our food is excellent. We, obviously, being the Duck Inn, we specialize in duck. We sell a ton of different duck dishes. We do a roasted half duck with your choice of sauce, cherry jubilee, mushroom, a la orange. We also have a roasted half duck with an apple brandy glaze sauce served on spezzo. We have a cashew duck breast that's sauteed, served on a basmati rice with an apricot drizzle. All the steaks are USDA choice deer tenders. The seafood's out of this world. Friday night fish fry, obviously, that you know, Dave. You've been here plenty of times for Friday fish fry.
I have. I was going to say, you know, I love it. And, you know, and I would say the fish fry is absolutely a big feature there, you know, and I'm also seated with my old fashioned. I do whiskey, not brandy, so a little off the Wisconsin mark on that. And I always order a couple of relish trays, you know, the veggies, the dip, the cherry peppers, that, you know, so reasonable. It's such a throwback, not only at the table, but in price as well. And your onion rings are always an appetizer. And I will say, on Fridays when I get that fish fry, I love ordering a side of the asparagus too, because a lot of your stuff is made on local farms up there too.
Yes, the asparagus we get in the spring. Unfortunately, now the season is over. But we have a lady right down, probably about a mile from us, that grows it and harvests it, and she brings the fresh asparagus in. Also, that's Johnson Road. Also on that road, we have Pin Oak Lamb. Mm. And they raise and butcher their own lamb. We have that on the menu. There's lamb chops. Easter, Mother's Day, we'll be running a leg of lamb, which is always wonderful. But yes, we try to keep local. Another one there that I want to throw a shout out to is Rushing Waters Trout Farm, just up in Palmyra, which is real close to us. And we do their rainbow trout, almondine. We do a lightly Parmesan breaded, pan fried, and then served with toasted almonds on top.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. And of course, that's the menu, but the old fashions, you have an amazing bar. One of the biggest bars, I think, in southern Wisconsin. Your Brandy Alexander's and Grasshoppers are a tradition to have for dessert there for sure.
Yes. And plus, with the Alexander's and Grasshoppers, everybody knows about them. But within our ice cream drink selection, we also have a Drunk Muck, which is Frangelico, Bailey's, and Kahlua.
Ooh.
We have a Pink Squirrel, which is a creme de noia and creme de coco. We have a Golden Cadillac, which is Galliano creme de coco. We have a Banji, which is creme de banana and creme de coco. And as you know, with all the ice cream drinks, we stack them probably a good 6 inches above the glass.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And what I think you're telling me, too, is I got to get beyond the Brandy Alexander's and Grasshoppers and try some of these other ones as well.
The trick is you want to go down the list and try them all.
Well, if you want to visit Jeff and his really wonderful team at the Duck Inn, visit duckindelavan.com for the menu, hours, and more. And always call ahead, put yourself on the list for seating as well. Jeff, always a pleasure, and you know I'll see you within the next couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
We'll see you soon. Thank you, Jeff. All right, Tom's Steakhouse in Melrose Park, a community staple for nearly 75 years, coming up next. All right, our Supper Club special continues on the map with a destination that's technically a classic steakhouse, but has all the warmth, tradition, and unmistakable charm of an American supper club. For nearly 75 years, Tom's Steakhouse in Melrose Park has been serving generations of families with timeless hospitality and unforgettable meals. At Tom's, every steak is hand-cut in-house using only USDA-certified Angus beef, then wet-aged for 28 days before being grilled over a charcoal broiler, creating that signature flavor that's kept people coming back for decades. But Tom's is much more than incredible steaks. It's the legendary fillets, lobster tails, slow roasted ribs, the famous salad dressing, carousel, classic Brandy Alexander's, and an atmosphere that transports you to another era. And joining us is one of the guys helping carry that remarkable family tradition on, and that's Sil Prassis from Tom's Steakhouse. Welcome in, Sil. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am great. You know, I was telling you on the phone yesterday that I grew up close to Tom's, and it was a favorite of my late parents, and they only introduced me to Tom's about 15 years ago, and they knew I loved supper clubs and classic steakhouses, and I said, why didn't you ever bring me here? And their answer was, hey, this was one of our first dates. This place isn't for you. It's for us. And I thought to myself, wow,
yep.
Being banned.
That's classic. Obviously, there's been a lot of generations coming over the years, and you know, we hope that every generation shares it with the next, but your parents wanted to keep it a secret for a while.
They did, for a little while, though, because we spent birthdays, special occasions there with them for quite some time. But Tom's has a unique charm that you really can't find anywhere else, right, Sil?
yeah, it's like you said, it's been here since 1952. Same location. There's been some additions over the years, but it's, you know, we're going strong. And we're really the last one left of a pretty big list of restaurants that used to be in this area back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, until downtown really became what it was. So we're happy to still be here, and we're happy to be here for many more years.
So how did you and your family get involved in Tom's?
So my father, my uncle bought Tom's from the original owner, Mr. Letzos, back in 1970. And, you know, he had just come over from Greece. My dad had come over from Greece around the same time. My dad was working in some other restaurants that we had, and helped him out initially in the beginning, and then in the late 70s had the opportunity to go to another classic restaurant that was around here. We ended up closing that about 20 years ago, which was Horwath's.
Yeah.
And then when Horwath's closed, my dad came back here, teamed up with my uncle again, and that was in 2005. At the time, I was with the Gibson's Restaurant Group. It was spent a little bit longer time there than I originally anticipated, over 20 years. And then now I find myself back here. You know, my dad has since passed. My uncle's retired, but I find myself back here running the show for them.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Well, let's talk a little bit about the menu. Obviously, steaks and the way you prepare them and present them is what it's all about.
Absolutely. So we are cooking on the same grills from 1952. They are charcoal. We get the charcoal in. We use a hardwood briquette. And it's essentially, you got to picture two fireplaces, brick fireplaces built into a wall, nothing fancy. Basically how our ancestors used to cook back in the day. That's how we're cooking to this day.
I love it. I know I'm looking at the appetizers. Of course, you got the broiled shrimp, the shrimp cocktail, the saganaki. I always loved, and so did my mom, the chopped liver, you know, raw oysters, raw clams, baked clams, shrimp Dijon. Steaks is what it's all about, but you also have some great lamb chops, pork chops, ribs, and some other items too.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of evolved the menu a little bit, but not too much. Obviously, there's a lot of places out there that are serving pastas, serving all sorts of stuff, but we want to keep it simple. And really, if it could come off that grill, you know, one of the newer steaks that I just added about 6 months ago, obviously a very hot steak in all the steakhouses, is skirt steak.
Right.
Now it's one of our best sellers. We do it Athenian style. But really keeping it simple. You know, it's the old KISS method. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, right. I love the prime rib. I mean, that is my favorite. When I come there, I usually do the prime rib. There's also great seafood too. So salmon, Dover sole, orange roughy, you got the lobster tails, surf and turf as well. But I always found it fascinating, and my folks always loved it, was the salad dressing carousel. And they didn't care. They just mixed it all up because those are great dressings all the way around. Talk about that.
So I actually, when I came in about a year ago, I was cleaning up the office. I found some of the original menus. I don't have dates on them.
Yeah.
But looking at the prices that were listed on those menus, they were from the 50s. You know, probably late 50s. And originally I was just in awe looking at the menu, comparing it to what we have today.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, you know what? I gotta get these framed and get these posted. So I have them up in the lobby now.
That's cool.
And the thing with the dressings is it always said on the menu there, it said house made dressings, French, Russian, and we call it garlic now because technically it is garlic, but back then they called it sweet and sour.
Mm-hmm.
And then right at the bottom of that little blurb about the dressings, it said chef recommends to mix all three together.
Did it really say it in the original menu? I love that.
Yeah. So I literally took that same exact verbiage and I've kind of incorporated it into our new menu today. And it was kind of like an unkept secret that everybody just, oh, you mix all three. But the people that weren't mixing all three are reading that now, and they're like, should I do it?
I love it. Well, I mean, I'm telling you, you never walk out of there hungry. I can tell you that. You know, you've got some great sides as well. Great appetizers. I said the chopped liver was a favorite, but you can also walk in the bar and get it, you know, for lunch or snack time. You get great burgers, prime rib French dips. You got a saganaki, a filet slider, filet mignon, ribeye steak sandwich. So you've got all the casual stuff too, but you're also known for your desserts, and I knew we could never walk out of there without getting a few brandy ices for the table.
Yep, that is that's the classic. And I mean, last night I was talking to table ended up, it was a bigger table, they ended up ordering three or four. The one guy looks at me, he goes, how have I never had this all the years that I've been here? I said, I don't know, maybe you were sleeping by the time dessert came around.
It could be, yeah.
But no, it's great. And you know, I find myself making myself one every once in a while just to have it.
Very, very cool. Very cool. And you've got some great cocktails too. You got Tom's Old Fashioned, Manhattan Negroni, Espresso Martini. So very, very classic stuff. But you got a great wine selection as well.
Yeah, we like to, obviously we're a steakhouse. We got to keep some nice wines, mostly American reds. We mix in some whites. And then given the fact that mixology is big, we started with some of the house cocktails like the Tom's Old Fashioned, some of the other newer cocktails, and those kind of revolve. So that is the one thing on a newer level that we do. But, you know, we still sell a lot of brandy old fashions from back in the day. And
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, my dad loved Tom's so much. In fact, he said, he goes, look, when I go, make sure you have the party at Tom's, which we did, by the way. But you can celebrate all kinds of events and parties in there, and you got a private room at Tom's as well.
Yeah, we have a private event space that is from the original building. That was one of the things that was remodeled in the 70s. We added on the private event space, which can seat about 100 comfortably, but we can do many different sizes, you know, from 20 people all the way up to 100.
Very, very cool. Open 7 days a week. Tom's Steakhouse is at 1901 West North Avenue in Melrose Park. And to explore more, visit tomsteakhouse.com. So thanks for being a part of this, and I'll say hi next time I'm there.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right, coming up on the Dave Plyer Show, we've got comedian Pat McGann, who's going to be at Zany's on July 19th. We're going to talk about Chicago streets and their storied history with our old pal Roger Badish. Plus, we'll talk to Don Barnes of 38 Special. He's coming to the Rivers Casino in Des Plaines later this month. That and much more after the top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.